Good morning, it's Tuesday, October 26th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Expect rain with breezes and a daytime high near 55 degrees. Light evening rain will taper off to showers with an overnight low of 48 degrees. Cleanup is underway after strong winds and rain damaged power lines and brought down trees in Pierce County. Utility crews worked to restore power to thousands of residents yesterday morning. The power outages also affected several Pierce County school buildings. Some canceled classes, including the Arding School District and Columbia Crest Academy and the Edenville School District. In University Place, about 15,000 residents were still without power early yesterday. The University Place School District also told students to stay at home because of outages at 6 of its 8 schools. Other large outages were reported near Graham and Arding due to damage from trees or vegetation. Forecasts say there is a strong chance of rain through Thursday this week. 11% of troopers in Pierce and Thurston counties are leaving the Washington State Patrol rather than be vaccinated. A mandate went into effect October 18 that all state employees provide proof of vaccination for COVID-19. The State Patrol announced 67 troopers, 6 sergeants, 1 captain, and 53 civil servants separated from employment. That doesn't include the number of retirements happening because of the mandate. 11 of the commission personnel who chose to leave were from District 1, which covers Pierce and Thurston counties. Those losses add to the 15 vacancies that already existed in the district. There are 104 commission personnel assigned to Pierce and Thurston counties. A fire at St. Charles Borromeo Catholic Parish in Tacoma is now considered suspicious. Tacoma Fire Department crews were dispatched to the 7100 block of South 12th Street early Sunday morning. The school and church sanctuary escaped any damage. Firefighters initially attacked the fire from inside the office, but as it grew and became unsafe, crews evacuated the building and fought the fire from outside. There are no reports of injuries. However, crews weren't able to check inside at the time because of the fire spread. Assistant Fire Chief Chris Johnson said they were waiting until the structure was deemed safe before re-entering the church. No word yet on why investigators believe the cause of the fire is suspicious. A survivor of childhood sexual abuse by a member of a Jehovah's Witnesses congregation in Pierce County is suing the organization. 24-year-old Mariah Hughes filed her lawsuit last month against the Milton Congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses. It says her abuser was a leader who used his position to carry out the abuse, and that the church knew about similar allegations by another congregation. King County authorities charged and sentenced Elihu Rodriguez for abusing Hughes and another girl. The abuse happened from 2012 to 2014 when Hughes was between the ages of 14 and 16. The lawsuit says Rodriguez's position with the church gave him access to Hughes and allowed him to ingratiate himself with her family. It also says the congregation received a letter from another church, indicating that he had engaged in similar acts with 4 other girls. Hughes told the News Tribune, quote, "I wanted to bring awareness to the fact that this is a reality. A company that sparked a fire that sent someone to the hospital in Tacoma must pay about $214,000 in penalties." The Environmental Protection Agency settled with Ecolab, a water and hygiene business, for violating hazardous waste and pesticide laws in the March 2019 incident. The EPA says the fire on the tide flats created significant levels of hydrogen phosphide gas, prompting an evacuation of its facility. One person working nearby was hospitalized for inhalation exposure to the gas. Employees at Ecolab had placed about 177 pounds of partially spent pesticide inside 2 containers. The Department of Ecology says that pesticide reacted with water in the air to produce a gas that spontaneously ignited. Ecolab no longer operates the facility where the violations happened. Once the first overall pick and now a Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, the kid is joining a group no other Seattle player has joined before. The Mariners announced yesterday that Ken Griffey Jr. purchased shares in the Seattle franchise. After his 22-year playing career between Seattle and Cincinnati, and a brief stint with the Chicago White Sox, Griffey joined the M's as a special consultant to the franchise in 2011 after his retirement in 2010. Following his Hall of Fame induction in 2016, the Mariners retired his number, 24, at all levels of the Seattle organization. Griffey was elected to the Mariners Hall of Fame in 2013 and to the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame a year later. "Your friends and neighbors, people across our communities, are seeking complete and accurate information as they navigate the news, their lives and the changes around us. And information is more complex than ever. That's why we at the News Tribune are launching a new fall fundraising campaign to ensure continued coverage of critical local news. We are asking for your support of our important Indigenous Affairs coverage in partnership with Report for America. Your tax-deductible donation can help make it happen. We're stronger when the voices of all members of our community are part of the conversation. and telling the stories of indigenous communities makes our coverage more inclusive and vibrant. Contribute at thenewstribune.com/donate. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!